You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio.
It's the 7 a.m. Eastern time, 4 a.m. on the Pacific time. You got ESPN Radio this morning, presented by Progressive Insurance, also on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, ESPNU, and ESPN2 with Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman.
Can I give you my words of the wisdom and motivation for today?
A little W-O-W from Jay Will.
Are you ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
Okay.
I don't need
Yates, are you ready for it?
We get a little
I need it.
We take down your pen.
We get a little W-O-W from Jay Will. I like this.
Okay.
We may have to do this every hour.
And this is real. This is real.
Keep it on the 100.
Your pain is life teaching you.
All right.
Your joy is life celebrating you.
All right.
You can't have one without the other.
All right, now. There we go.
Let's go. It's part of the journey.
Yeah.
Take it, build it, learn from it, embrace it, allow it to propel you. You know when people say, oh, fall down? No, fall forward.
Okay.
Fall forward. Anything you do in life, random things happen.
Don't fall back.
My mom passed away. It stinks. Instead of me focusing on I lost her, I need to focus on what I've gained from her time here.
Okay.
Right? So whatever happened to you, use it to twist it to allow you to nurture yourself and build yourself into who you're going to become.
Okay.
That's all I got to say. That's my 7 a.m. Wisdom of the day while you're driving in your car, while you're on your way to your job, while you're in your daily grind, if you're in a funk, pick yourself up, see what's right in front of you, and take advantage of it.
Here's the problem I have with what you just said.
There's a problem?
Yeah.
What the hell is going on here?
Here's the problem I have. Hold on. Let me finish. Okay. Let me finish before you get all exercise.
Okay.
Exercise. We worked all summer long. You wait till now to bring out this?
Well, it's not my fault.
All summer long, you've done this. We could have gotten these words of wisdom all summer long that people needed.
I forgot his name that called in yesterday. The guy was like, oh, I call in every day. You know, I don't get on.
Laverne
from Chicago.
Yeah.
Laverne from Chicago.
He hit a chord, man.
And it was like, Jay, you motivate me. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to start giving away some of my talks in the morning. We start doing that.
You could have been doing this all
better
summer
late
long.
Than never.
That's true. But not that I feel cheated, but I just love that. I just hate
that's
that we
saying.
Waited until August 30 for you to
don't
spread
fall down,
that gospel.
Fall forward. That's all I got to say.
That's fine.
You know what I mean?
I think it's fantastic.
Yates, stuff happens. Mm-hmm. Let it make you better for the next.
That's right.
Pat.
I'm hurt, dog. Don't ask if I'm okay.
The Uber Pat
You're
situation happens. Don't get your ass in the car with the Uber driver at 3:30
no
in the
way,
morning.
Hold
again
on now.
And allow her to take you to your house. Well, be better.
But see, that's not a failure by Pat. That's a failure by her as a potential
a
parent situation. I mean, come
a missed,
on.
A missed kidnap opportunity?
I didn't say that.
Hey, what did I miss?
Whoa.
I got kidnapped?
Hey, how about that jail?
Well,
it hurts.
Oh, you didn't hear it?
Pat
got
kidnapped
pretty much.
I didn't even know he was here for this.
No, Pat
there.
Didn't even know he got kidnapped.
Oh, yeah. Last week, because I guess Pat was hanging out with James Steele, one of our other guys who works at ESPN Radio. And so, you know, they're having a good time hanging out. They were like Kevin Hart, you know, I'm hanging my boy, having a good time, having a little drink, we're doing this, bam. Then 3 o'clock in the morning, he calls an Uber, and the lady that picked him up, I guess, after picking up Pat, he gets in the car. She says, I have to make, like Chappelle show, I got to make a stop. So she makes a stop to check on her child.
Her child.
Her child. Not yet.
A baby.
Hey, baby. You know, so she's taking on her, hey, baby, at 3 o'clock in the morning. And Pat was like, now, they got on Pat Nuno saying, he should have got out of the car. I said, hell no, Pat, you can't stay in that car. If she's taking you to a neighborhood that you don't know, even though it's not far enough away from his neighborhood, and she just disappears to the house, I mean, come on now. That has all the familiar symptoms of the Blair Witch Project, as far as I'm concerned. So I was with Pat on that one. But that's what happened.
Yeah, nah, he needed to be out of that car.
Thank you.
3-2, we win.
Stop, I'm done. Yeah. I'm out.
Like, 3-2,
I'll call
we win.
Another
I don't care how drunk you are. You got to get the heck
you gotta get out
of here.
Oh, no, I stayed. To be clear, she did take me home still.
No, we know that.
Wait, Freddie. Define take me home.
Oh, here we go.
And then I gave her a 5-star rating and a $3 tip.
You gave her a 5-star rating and a $3 tip after she took you home.
You're a good American.
She took me to my apartment where I went inside alone.
Oh, okay. All right.
You should have at least went 4.5,
four stars.
You got kidnapped.
Pat, you're a good American. I'm glad you gave her 5 stars.
So once again, Freddie, I'm just saying,
Yeah.
the lesson for today.
I love it.
Bishop Jason Nelson, my guy. Your pain is life teaching you. Your joy is life celebrating you.
Uh-huh.
You can't have one without the other.
Okay.
Come on now.
I feel those W-O-W, words of wisdom from Jay Will. You know, the church doors are now open. Well, testify, my
I'm
brother.
Here.
Pass the plate around, Jay.
I'm here until I'm not.
I already put some money in the collection plate. Go about your business now. He's Jay Wills and Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. But those who watch Martin know exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to that. Speaking of passing things around, ESPN 100, top 100 player projection this year. Now, the NFL Network, they'll do their top 100 players from the past season, which is always cool. I love when they count it down. It's great. Well, ESPN decided to do something in terms of futures bet, in terms of futures, what it could look like in 2023. They had their top 100 player projection. They had Jalen Hurts at number 3, Joe Burrow at number 4. According to the consensus that Burrow, but it was closer than expected. They said Burrow was the overwhelming number 2 quarterback in the summer rankings from league personnel. But a lot of people favor Hurts' versatility, and you put all that together, they had Hurts at number 3 and Joe Burrow at number 4.
So nothing about Joe Burrow being number 3 due to the injury that he had.
No, an NFL executive said, NFC executive said, outside of Patrick Mahomes, Burrow is that next guy you want to be able to, you would want to build a team around. And fair or not, some evaluators still want to see Hurts do more as a passer, but he had to carry his team with his arm, in my opinion, and he did it to his credit, but I'd like to see him do it
again. All right, so first off, both are exceptional quarterbacks. Let me say that first, because what happens is when you engage in these type of conversations, you naturally diminish the value of one to prove the point for the other. But we are talking about the upper echelon of quarterbacks in the NFL, right? It's Joe Burrow for me, though. It's not Joe Burrow, close. I feel like, has proven that he's done more with less. And I look at Jalen Hurts, his wide receiving core. I look at him having one of the best O-lines in the game of football. That's been proven. I've been looking at him having more weapons. Mm-hmm. And I love Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts is special. He has the demeanor. He has the patience. I think he has the arm strength. I think his accuracy will be proven once again this year. But what I saw Joe Burrow do a couple years with one of the worst O-lines and drag that team to the Super Bowl he led the league in sacks pretty much. Right? Come on.
And he got hit more like than a pinata.
And it wasn't the best one. He went through Patrick Mahomes, right? Like, they got through Patrick Mahomes.
He's beaten them three times.
The O-line still wasn't that great. It was still one of the worst. And granted, the Bengals have made improvements on their O-line. And I get what that wide receiving core looks like. But I think what I've seen from the body of work of Joe Burrow would allow me, even with the injury that he's had recently, he would be number 2 for me.
He is number 2 for me. And when you can make the Cincinnati Bengals matter like that, the sad sack organization, that organization has been more than being good. But I'm glad that we're having a conversation involving Jalen Hurts, because nobody thought we'd be having this kind of conversation about him.
Great.
When he got drafted, why are the Eagles doing that? You already got Carson Wentz. When they decided to go with him above anybody else, man, that's a mistake. That guy's not going to be that good. Nobody is questioning that with Jalen Hurts.
Howie Roseman blew it up. Right. I mean, it wasn't just Carson Wentz. It was Doug Peterson. Who won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. So think about that. To put that on the line to say, no, he's the guy that we're committed to moving forward. It just adds to the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he also, by believing in him, then you got to get an A.J. Brown. You draft guys to be around him. You have guys that are there. And whatever the skill set was going to be with him, they did the same thing with him in Philadelphia that they did with Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. Because people wonder, okay, can he make those kind of NFL throws? He's not going to be playing in the same kind of wide-open offense that he had at LSU. Then he gets to training camp, they're like, man, oh, baby, we put some dudes around that dude, Joe Burrow's going to be just fine. And he's not only made Cincinnati matter, he's made them a Super Bowl contender. He's the only guy that's beaten Patrick Mahomes more than once. And he's done it 3 times, including on the road in the AFC Championship game when they were down 24-0, and they came back and won that game in overtime. But that's why I said I'm glad we're having this conversation about Jalen Hurts, because nobody is questioning that ability. You can say you want to see him do it again. It's the NFL. You got to prove it every year. I don't care who you are. But the fact that you can look at Jalen Hurts and have somebody say, I would take him over Joe Burrow, and there's not a lot of laughter around that, or not a lot of, wait a minute, it says exactly what the Eagles saw that has eliminated that conversation when it comes to Jalen Hurts being as close to being an elite quarterback. I don't think he's an elite quarterback yet, but he's a lot closer in that conversation more than anybody could have considered with him.
You see, the natural proclivity here is to think to yourself as a former player or somebody that studies all sports is when expectations are high coming into a season in which you have exceeded expectations the season prior, how do you measure up to that, right? And that will be used as a measuring stick in this Joe Burrow versus Jalen Hurts conversation.
Okay.
But I believe that Jalen Hurts is going to be fine. You know why? Because his demeanor, there are certain people that embody certain styles and approaches to sports that I just naturally gravitate towards, right? Because for me, it didn't matter what I did the year before. It matters what I do this
now,
year.
Right.
So it goes back to that line, though, Freddie, that we talked about. Like, oh, we're the former champs. Or, you know, that has nothing to do with this year. Like, free agency has occurred. Coaching changes have occurred. People have added to their arsenal in the offseason, their overall skill set. Damn, I mean, I was one player my freshman year. I was a completely different player my sophomore year.
Absolutely.
Right? We see those leaps and bounds, or we see those regressions in sports. So you have to go out and get it. But to me, Jalen Hurts doesn't think about last year as like we got to the Super Bowl. It's like, who's my first matchup?
Yeah.
Who am I going after? Mm-hmm. Like, how am I going to focus on the negative and how I need to improve? But Joe Burrow is cut from the same cloth.
Absolutely.
So for me, like, watching this race and watching these two develop over time, you could just throw all those stats out the window about what happened last year, because we're going to see different versions of themselves this year.
And you know who else feels the same way?
Patrick Mahomes.
And that should scare the daylights out of
saying.
The NFL.
Same thing,
he said, look, I'm not just trying about winning two. I want to continue to stack and stack and stack. And it's not about trying to catch up to somebody. It's about expectations.
I'm chasing myself.
Absolutely. That's the ghost that Patrick Mahomes is chasing. That should be scary for the National Football League. By the way, proclivity. Great word by
you. There you go.
You started with words of wisdom, a little W-O-W from Jay Will. Well, now we're going to end that because Pat Costello, he has a little W-O-W himself when it comes to words of wisdom. So, Pat Costello, so you want Jay Williams to be alone by himself on that one. What do you got?
Oh, God.
Enjoy the good times because something terrible is probably about to happen.
We're building.
You know who Pat is? One of my favorite songs by the Beatles, and there's one line goes, it's getting better all the time, and John Lennon goes, because it couldn't get much worse. That's Pat Costello.
That was it. It was two sentences. Enjoy the good times.
You want
because
another one?
Something bad is inevitable to happen.
I don't think we want to, but give it to us anyway.
No, I don't. Go to break, please.
No, this
He's
is
ruining W-O-W.
No, it's not ruining yours. It's making yours better with this kind of foolishness.
Don't be afraid to fail. Be afraid to fail after getting emotionally invested in something.
I can get behind that one.
Those are some
what
strong
a shock
words.
That is.
The wisdom.
Dream like, only to
those
escape the miserable
suck.
Reality of your life.
See, this. I'll give you words
of
wisdom.
A lot of naps.
I'll give you words of wisdom back outside right now. Just can't wake up from this nightmare, huh? That's you, just in a nutshell.
Living in
a nutshell.
In perpetual terror and torture.
It probably could get worse.
Because it will.
Good because Lord. It will. Can we please go to break?
I'm going to it right now.
I'm coming down so much from my high right now.
No,
we're building.
Don't come down off of that because we need to stay there. Let Pat stay in the low country. We're going to stay in the high country. Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together. Always weighing anytime you want at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Those are words and numbers of wisdom you can actually use. Speaking of wisdom, how good does Aaron Rodgers need to be if the New York Jets going to make Mike Greenberg feel all good inside about him being there? That's next on ESPN Radio, ESPNU, and ESPN2.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is ESPN Radio.
So how good will Aaron Rodgers have to be for the New York Jets to be the Jets that they expect to be? We'll get to that right now with Jay Williams and Freddie Cohen. Appreciate you joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. And don't forget about us on ESPN2 and ESPNU. We're going to get to that in a second. But Rick in Ohio at 888-729-3776. Rick feeling inspired by the words of wisdom from Jay Williams. Rick has words of wisdom on his own. And Pat, you didn't inspire anybody with those words of wisdom. Sorry about that. Sorry, Pat. You just have to take the L on that one. Rick, what words of wisdom do you have for everybody out there, my man?
Morning, Freddie and Jay Will. Listen, morning, a friend Rick. Of mine gave me these words years ago, and I try to live by them every day. It's your lie. Make it as big as you want.
Rick, did you say lie, right? Lie. L-I-E?
Yes.
Lie? All right.
Yes.
Yeah, your lie, you know, because, you know, people do shoot the breeze quite a bit and kind of exaggerate and everything.
Right. Okay. I'm feeling that.
So, Rick, you were inspired by someone like Pat in your life. Not Jay Will, like Pat.
God.
Oh, no, no. I ain't blaming them guys. No, it's just, you know, I have a friend that's full of be you know what. And that was pretty much for him.
I kind of like that. Be you know what. I never heard that before. That's good.
At first, I thought he said life. I was like, your life make as big as. As big as you want. No,
take out the F.
He said lie. I was like, oh.
Oh, take out the F. Profound.
Yeah.
Existential, my brother.
Mm-hmm. Mind blown.
Mind blown. Exactly.
Mind blown.
But being inspired by Pat with Costell, can't be inspired by his words.
I can't
do that.
Oh, God.
Oh, goodness.
See, this is what happened. We brought this on ourselves.
Why the music, though?
Does he need an intro?
Why did he get
inspirational music, man? You got to get your body going.
Well, then you should use it for Jay, not for him.
Everything happens for a reason. Sometimes the reason is that you're stupid and make bad decisions.
Oh, see, you get on me for calling people stupid, and he put it out there in a whole thing like that. You got on me an hour ago for that.
The first step to failure is trying.
No, that's funny. I don't care who you are.
These are hard. Where are you getting these from?
The best things in life are actually really expensive, and you probably can't afford them.
Lord knows that's true.
That's completely true. Now, that's inspirational. That's wisdom right there. Yeah. If you think so, if something is too good, it's because it is.
The best things in life. What was the last one, Pat? The best things in life are too expensive.
And you can't afford
them. And you probably can't afford them.
Well, you can. Well, yeah, maybe you can. We can if you can.
You know, why am I catching strays here?
Well, you know, we just put it out there.
Bamboo floor.
Bamboo what?
Say that again.
Bamboo?
Chill.
We need to chill when you say bamboo.
You talking about the basketball player, Bamboo? Ever heard of Bamboo? Bamboo was good. I haven't heard anything mentioned in a while.
He's going to be in blue chips, too.
Bamboo floors.
Oh, goodness. Let's just transition out of this.
Pat, any more?
No. I think that's enough.
I want a couple of more. Just one more.
Age is just a number. A number that means you're getting old.
Yes, it does.
That wasn't your best one.
That's okay. He was knocking it out before.
Yeah.
He did it before. Speaking of trying to knock things out, by the way, the latest issue of Hard Knocks is out on HBO and HBO Max.
I got to watch it tonight.
It's really good for the one scene that you have when Aaron Rodgers got into it with Ward from the Giants.
Okay.
And you know, for those who didn't see the game last week between the Jets and Giants, Aaron Rodgers throws the pass.
Aaron could talk some trash.
He could talk some blankety blank. He talked some be you know what.
I've seen it.
From our last
live.
Caller.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he gave that be you know what.
I've seen it live with a bouncer outside of a club at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, you got to tell me this off the air. I can't wait to hear that story.
Priceless from Aaron Rodgers.
So Ward gives him a little bit of shove as he throws the pass. And Aaron Rodgers said, that's bull bleep, bro. And then Ward starts mouthing off. Aaron Rodgers like, I don't even know who you are. And Ward says, I don't know who you are. Aaron Rodgers like, really? That's what we're doing? So when he throws a touchdown pass, so he goes to the sidelines. Aaron Rodgers said, that guy said he didn't know who I was. He's like, bull bleep. How do you not know who I am? You're Ward. I don't even know who you are, but you don't know who I am when it comes to Aaron Rodgers. So it's pretty cool how he's able to do something like that. But how good does he have to be? Or let me rephrase that. How great does he have to be if the Jets really believe they can get to a Super Bowl out of a loaded AFC?
A top 10 quarterback in an NFL. Has to be a top 10 quarterback. Look, I do not believe that the Aaron Rodgers we saw last year is anywhere close to the Aaron Rodgers that we will see this year. I think you have an individual who is extremely motivated, who is committed to the process,
right,
and who has bought in every facet of the game.
Okay.
That was not the same Aaron Rodgers last year, who felt disgruntled, who didn't feel appreciated, who didn't really put in the time, was focusing more on self than us. I think you see a completely different dude this year. Okay. And he's going to have to be a top 10 quarterback mm-hmm. in the league okay. in order for him to come out of the gauntlet of the AFC. Because as of right now, I think the Jets quarterback, I think their defense is good.
Oh, their defense
is great.
I
still think the Chiefs, the Bengals, and the Bills are better in the AFC. So it's going to be an uphill battle. But if he reverts back to who he was 2 years ago,
okay,
that's a team that can get to the Super Bowl. Okay.
Right now, on paper, I believe the Chiefs and the Bengals, you're right. The Bills, the Ravens are better than the Jets.
I think the Ravens could be a split. I think the Ravens could be right
there.
I think the Ravens could be top two. I still want to see first-year OC how Todd Monken truly unleashes Lamar Jackson.
That's right. But going back to the original question,
see, there's familiarity for me between Nathaniel Hackett and Aaron Rodgers. There's continuity there. I give that the benefit of the doubt in that comparison.
Yeah, and that's why I think for Aaron Rodgers, not just a top 10 quarterback, and I don't think he's capable of it at this point of his life.
He's not capable?
In terms of being, he needs to be a top two quarterback. I don't think he can do that at this point of his career. Not saying that the Jets team has to carry him.
He just did it 2 years ago.
2 years ago is then. New football team, new weapons. It's going to take a little bit for that to happen. If anything, he's going to have to outperform his pay grade and his title grade until that offensive line gels. Everybody gets to get on the same page with Dalvin Cook, Breece Hall coming back by. They're all going to be at practice today. He's got Alan Lazard trying to incorporate that. With all of that, to me, Jay Will, it can't just be top 10. To me, he's got to be top two, top three. If the Jets could get to the Super Bowl.
You know, we often talk about the jips that he got in the NFC games, championship games. You think he's over that? You think he's over that now that he's in AFC? Fresh start, new beginning?
I think he is over that because I wonder how much he was trying to do too much because a guy on the other side named Tom Brady. I wonder how much of that player is thinking that. Even though Tom Brady was giving it away, too, in that second half. He had a couple of interceptions. I wonder how much of that fact Aaron Rodgers might say, this is a guy I'm going to be always measured against as two of the greatest quarterbacks of this generation because Tom Brady's able to overlap generations from Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers. I wonder how much of that played into his mind that he said, man, I got to make this kind of play because if I don't, that guy on the other side's going to do it, even though he's had a couple of misplays in this second half. I wonder how much of that played into the thinking in that game. That should not be the case now because he knows, hey, if I make this work in New York, man, I elevate myself to a level that even not a soul could have anticipated that I would be at if he gets the Jets to a Super Bowl after not being there for over 50 years.
I also think there is extremely more confidence in the coaching staff to let him operate and do it his way to a degree.
Absolutely.
I think there were times with Matt LaFleur, where Matt LaFleur is trying to be too smart for his own good, almost a little bit of like that Brandon Staley type.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A little bit like that to a degree.
That's completely
especially
fair.
When the miscommunication between him and NFC Championship game, I mean, where he didn't let him go for it on fourth down.
Mm-hmm. And he's still hot about that.
He's still hot about that. Of course you would be.
Yeah, he wouldn't have to worry about that. Rob Saleh and Nathaniel Hackett,
that's
the
what
coach
I'm saying.
And offensive coordinator, respectively. He's Jay Williams. Hit him on social media on the X of Real Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. Hit me up at Coleman ESPN together on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU and ESPN2. You should not be surprised that Jonathan Taylor did not get traded. But could it actually happen sooner than later? That's next.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This is ESPN Radio.
Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together, presented by Progressive Insurance. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, 6XM Channel 80, ESPN2, and ESPNU. If that doesn't get you ready for Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter, then nothing is going to. And at that point, that soul is on you. It means you have no soul. Always great to have her here. Great follow on social media at By Kimberly A. I don't know if I want to start with Jonathan Taylor first, but we've been doing Words of Wisdom. Jay Will started this, Kimberly, about 30 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Pat Costello decided, one of our guys behind the scenes, decided to weigh in with his words of wisdom.
By the way, Kimberly, my words of wisdom were actually like true, like exactly. Words of wisdom.
Is this like life stuff?
Yes. Yeah, inspirational.
Like top of the show.
Right.
Hey, you fall down, fall forward, exactly. Things like that. And then Pat, obviously, being Pat.
Pat's on the other side, Kimberly, basically saying, like, it's getting better all the time, but it couldn't get much worse. That's where he's been able to align. For example, Pat Costello.
If you think today's the worst day of your life, just remember, it's only the worst day of your life so far.
See, stuff like that. That's what he's been doing.
Just horrible words of wisdom.
So, Kimberly, school him. Give us some words of wisdom that we know will be inspirational and influential from you.
I'm so sad after listening to Pat.
Amen.
Actually,
welcome to our world for the last 30 minutes.
Yeah, honestly, I will just leave everybody with my favorite quote from Maya Angelou. When people show you who they are, believe them.
Yeah. Pat Costello, that really applies
Pat,
to you.
Pat, that was for you, babe.
I see you, Kimberly.
That was for really
you.
Applies to Pat
you,
Costello.
Kimberly. I believe yes. you.
You
I see you.
You complete us, Kimberly. You yes. complete us. So we move on from that. And the Jonathan Taylor situation will not be completed anytime soon.
Can we
soon.
Turn off the fake inspiration music,
yeah,
Alan?
Thank God, man. Sound like
it's
something.
It's horrible.
Sound like something
almost we're about to give you another one.
Like
go ahead with your question.
Sound like something the PTL club that you guys are broadcasting right now. Kimberly, what's going to happen with Jonathan Taylor and the Indianapolis Colts? How's this situation going to be resolved?
I wish I had the answer for that. Because all we know is that he's not available for the next 4 weeks and he technically is a Colt right now. Here's the question. Can fences be mended? Can this relationship be salvaged to the point where Jonathan Taylor, after those 4 weeks and he's healthy, wants to get back on the field and play for the Colts? I don't know. Or will the Colts look to still move him by the trade deadline at end of October? All these things, or will they try to keep him and then try to tag him, trade him later? Like, this saga, guys, is far from over, and I don't know how it will end. I'm not surprised that a trade didn't get done, only because I wonder how motivated the Colts were to really move him, because there was interest. But if the favorite, the Dolphins, is a team that let Dalvin Cook go to the Jets, their division rival, for like $8 million, I wasn't sure if the Colts were going to get the asking price that they were looking for. And maybe that was the point. But ultimately, Chris Ballard, the Colts GM, felt he wasn't getting fair value in any of these offers. So for now, Jonathan Taylor is a Colt.
Kimberly, I was talking earlier about how I feel like just like this is an example of poor leadership, in my opinion. I know they're trying to get something done, mm-hmm. but as it's reflective on Jim Irsay, the fact that you have a first-year rookie quarterback who doesn't have a skilled weapon like this in his backfield.
And a first-year head coach.
Yep. Shane Steichen. Yes. Exactly. Like, to put them in that situation, to me, is just, I know business is business, but man, this is messy business.
Yeah, and talking to a source, they had said, you know, with JT and Anthony on the field, it's going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. Yes, it would be a problem. The problem is we don't know if those two will actually be on the field together this season, which would be a crime because the Colts are a much different team with Jonathan Taylor. I know Anthony Richardson, the ceiling is the roof or whatever MJ said, but the ceiling is really high. But he's also a rookie. And how do you make life easier for rookies? You got weapons around him. You at least have a strong run game. You have a good defense. So, hopefully they're able to figure it out. But whoever ultimately has Jonathan Taylor will be much better off.
ESPN NFL reporter Kimberly A. Martin joining us here on ESPN Radio. I'm Jay Williams alongside Freddie Coleman. Cousin Cam,
Kim. Don't tell him I shed a thug tear, though. Like,
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
One's called me Kim and so
on. I know. Exactly. I know. Don't
all right,
worry.
Moving on. We're over.
Don't worry. He thriving. He all right.
wow.
Culture. It's real. Real talk. We always keep it a buck. That's my man, 50 grand. Culture is everything. Mm-hmm. We always talk about culture within, like, you know, camaraderie between co-hosts, culture within locker rooms,
absolutely,
between, you know, coaching staff, things. How does this ultimately affect the culture within the Colts locker room, Kim?
So here's the question I had even with Lamar Jackson when he had his contract impasse earlier in the offseason. Imagine the best player on the team is having this sort of the level of friction that Jonathan Taylor has had with Jim Irsay. Mind you, they sat down, and after that sit-down they had a couple months ago or a month ago, whatever it was, Jonathan Taylor was like, okay, I want out of here. For Jim Irsay to make those comments, like, about sort of like, you know, life goes on. I could die. Jonathan Taylor could be on another team. He could stop playing. You know, we move on. Life goes on. Those comments were very dismissive. And if I'm a player in that locker room, you know it's a business. You already know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're slapped in the face with the reality of it, we understand this is a business too. But when you have conversations that kind of slap you in the face, like, well, damn, do they actually care about me? Like, what in the hell? That actually, I think, does affect guys. But at the end of the day, they all want to play. They all want to make money. They would much rather have Jonathan Taylor as their teammate than not. But whether he's on the team or not, they are all very high on Anthony Richardson. And there's optimism there.
We know the Jets are high and optimistic with Aaron Rodgers being a part of that football team. And believe me, the Jets haven't felt this good in a long time.
Jets fans nothing right now.
Speaking as a Jets fan, even when the Jets stunk, you couldn't tell Jets fans anything. It just drove me nuts as a Jets fan. Jay believes Aaron Rodgers has to be a top 10 quarterback for this team to be a Super Bowl team. I believe he has to be a top 2 quarterback for them to be a Super Bowl team.
That's
where
aggressive.
Do you stand?
Now, Freddie, you know what, that's Jay? Aggressive. Freddie.
I know.
Here we go again.
Always
I know.
Doing the
here
most.
We go again.
He is literally always doing the most. No. Aaron Rodgers, listen, they have what they do have is a top 2 and maybe not 2 defense, right?
That's true.
The weapons that they have, the running backs that they have, between Breece Hall, I get it, we're all excited about Dalvin. Breece is the guy that I am super hyped for.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers, I don't think he has to be magnificent. I don't think we need to see Aaron Rodgers be MVP caliber. As long as Aaron Rodgers can find Garrett Wilson in the back of the end zone, I'm straight. As a fan, Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to be anything mythic this season. His good, last year he dealt with a thumb injury. Those numbers, pretty good.
But Kimberly, in the AFC, where you got Mahomes, Burrow, Lawrence, Allen.
Can I just talk to you privately,
yes,
Freddie, in the conversation?
Yes.
Is Freddie just doing the Jets fan thing?
Freddie, can't accept anything nice?
Right, like, it just...
Now, I'm going to be heard. Just like in that movie, I will not be ignored.
I will not be ignored, Dan, with the lampshade like a crazy person.
Look out for rabbits and pots. I will not be ignored.
Hey, easy. I had rabbits, okay? Don't joke about rabbits and pots.
I had an all-white rabbit as a kid. His name was Brother Rabbit.
Of course
anyway,
it was.
Anyway, this is
it's
a Brother Rabbit.
We'll talk about that.
But Kimberly, I was telling Freddie that last year, it didn't seem as if Aaron Rodgers became interested into playing football, really interested, until like later in the season. It felt like last year offseason was more about like Aaron Rodgers finding Aaron Rodgers, coming to grips with the fact that this awkwardness between him and his team, this Aaron Rodgers is drastically different. He's committed. There's a chip on his shoulder. So
I
expect him to be a level up from what he was last year.
Yes.
And to me, that's enough to get you to a Super Bowl.
Listen, I've seen enough of Aaron Rodgers in practice, and particularly in Hard Knocks, watching the behind-the-scenes stuff, to feel like this guy needed this situation.
Yeah,
true.
And these kids needed him.
True.
And watching him, Randall Cobb, another vet, like, this is what the Jets have been missing. Like, vet leadership.
Yep.
Guys who will raise the standard around them. Because here's the thing, the Jets... Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas have done an excellent job of getting talented players. All these guys know that they are individually talented. The Jets have to understand how to be a talented team. that can win a Super Bowl. And I think that is where Aaron Rodgers fits in, and that's why I'm high on the Jets. I don't think he doesn't have to be great. He has to be good. He has to be very good. And I think you can say the AFC and all that stuff. Josh, listen, this is a 39-year-old quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, more pressure is on Josh Allen this year. More pressure is, you know, I understand Joe Burrow, and I understand,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, I get it. He was brought here to win a Super Bowl.
Right.
Whether it's 2 years, 3 years, win a Super Bowl in that time.
Mm-hmm.
But this season, like, if people said that the Jets didn't win a Super Bowl, you'd be like,
we could see it.
We could see it. The Bills don't win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? So, Freddie, I need you to step back from that ledge, my brother. Like, it is
we haven't hit September yet.
Kimberly, real quick, I'm
not on the ledge, but you know the NFL second by second. You could be a second by second away from being third in your division or top in your division, especially in a loaded AFC. That's why I think Aaron Rodgers has to be more just a top 10 quarterback.
I need you to come with some confidence, bro. I have plenty of confidence in your team.
Of course,
I got
more confidence because I had Zach Wilson last year. Aaron Rodgers could throw the ball backwards.
And they almost made the playoffs with Mike White.
Yeah.
And they would have gotten destroyed
in the first round.
Jack Wilson?
Put
some respect on that kid's name. Zach.
Once again, I will not be ignored by you two, and I will be heard as well. Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter, hit her on social media at By Kimberly A. Coming to us live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. Always great to see you, Kimberly. Miss Kim, we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, Kim.
More of words of wisdom from Jay Will, unfortunately from Pat Costello, and definitely from you at 888-729-3776. Give us those words of wisdom next on ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
This is ESPN Radio.
Summer's good.
Come on now.
More is better when it comes to Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. Here we go. He's Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman together, presented by Progressive Insurance this morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, ESPN2, ESPNU. I give Jay a lot of credit because despite the vocal stylings of Pat Costello try to ruin it, he did a great job kicking off this hour with words of wisdom. People have responded.
Okay.
Hit you up on social media.
Yeah.
At Real Jay Williams. What was the one that you got that I said, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. The one with the problem.
Okay. This is great. This is great. All right. This is from at Joe Brown Forever.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's, quote, it's not the problem that's the problem. It's the solution to the problem that becomes the problem.
I like that.
End quote, John Brown. Uh-huh. From his dad.
From his dad.
So his dad said it to him all the time. I like that.
Those are definitely words of wisdom that you can live by. Unlike Pat Costello, who's giving us words of wisdom. All right, here's equal time. Go ahead. Give him his music. I know you want to. Make it like the PTL club from back in the day. What's the latest from you, Pat Costello?
Today is the first day of the rest of your life, but so was yesterday, and look how that turned out.
Wait, Pat, I got another one for you. Try hard and don't worry if you fail because everyone expected that. Or this one.
Wow.
When life knocks you down, stay there. Take a nap.
Naps are good for the soul.
Y'all,
was standing there and took a nap.
That's like along the lines of why worry about tomorrow, be gone the day after. Those kind of things. That's what that is. Wow. Even people on Pat Costello's line when it comes to words of wisdom. People wanted to chime in on this at 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. Why, you got another one? Why, you laughing?
No, just because I like how I hijacked Pat's segment.
That's okay.
I took it over.
He hijacked yours.
I know he did.
It was reverse hijack as
takes
far as that
to
goes.
No one, PC.
Look at you. Throwing that back at him. AJ in St. Louis, what are your words of wisdom?
Hey, I got a couple of them. Only when a mosquito lands on your testicles do you learn to truly solve problems without violence.
AJ, I'm going to need you to not eat the phone, but like I can't hear a word you're saying,
hear that
brother.
Either.
Hey, let's move on from AJ.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you
that's
go.
Good. There
okay.
we go.
Okay, I had to walk out of the office. Only when a mosquito lands on your testicles do you learn to solve problems without violence. And the other one is,
good Lord.
To expand on Pat Costello earlier, the best things in life aren't free. They're most likely expensive. And you probably can't afford it, so you just look for free stuff.
That's pretty good. Look for free stuff. Okay, yeah. Free 99. I don't.
Free is for me.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I basically said that, but thanks.
He said to expand
on it.
He
gave you credit.
He said to expand on it, and he
Why
added to
so
the end
salty?
Of it.
Caller, get out, AJ.
Sensitive.
This one's for you, AJ. It probably could get worse.
Oh, good Lord. Charles in Ohio, what are your words of wisdom?
OH.
I-O.
There you go,
baby.
I-O.
Let's go.
I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you guys this morning. You guys are a blessing. Jay Will.
Appreciate you.
I'm going to miss you in the morning, my guy. But Pat Costello, I'm going to pray for you. I'm an associate pastor at my church. And a friend of mine sent me this as I was going through theology school, and now I'm going back to get my degree in counseling.
Okay.
But mine is, faith doesn't always take out the problem. Take you out the problem. Faith takes you through the problem. Mm. Faith doesn't always take away the pain. Mm-hmm. Faith gives you the ability to handle that pain.
I love that.
Faith doesn't always take you out the storm. Faith calms you in the midst of that storm.
Preach it, Charles in
Ohio. Okay, Charles.
He drove that home,
he
didn't
said
he?
That,
talk
he sure
that
did.
Talk this morning.
You know, the church doors are open, thanks to Charles in Ohio.
Faith doesn't take you out from the problem. It takes you through the problem.
The problem.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
There we go. I'm feeling
that.
Yeah. There we go.
Spirit fingers. Put them up there.
Are we doing Kirk Franklin this morning?
Yes.
He's had a pass.
GP, are you with me, Kirk Franklin?
Make me clap my hands.
Pat, do you know who Kirk Franklin is?
He has no idea who Kirk Franklin is.
Zero clue.
If he didn't know Prince's catalog, you know he doesn't know who Kirk Franklin is.
Look at him looking at Yates. He's looking at Yates or clues.
He has no idea who Kirk Franklin and God's property is.
He's looking at Yates or clues.
None. And Allardyce's not even giving him clues. Now back to the other side of Kirk Franklin.
Never forget that something amazing could happen today, but it probably won't.
That's pretty good. I can't lie. That's
You're
pretty
Mr.
funny.
Scrooge, man. That's who you are.
He is definitely Mick Scrooge Costello, no doubt.
It's hump day. You're supposed to be inspiring people, not breaking them down.
He's saying all this with a smile.
Alan, you're right. He's got everybody pushing the boulder up the hill, not going on the other side down the hill. As far as that goes, one more from Derek in Philadelphia. Derek in Philly, what are your words of wisdom from the city of brotherly love?
Good morning, guys. I'm a great fan of y'all. Appreciate I love you, Jay. I love all of y'all. Hey, go my quote for the day.
All right.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
We're ready.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
We're ready.
Cheat on your fears. Divorce your doubts. Get engaged to your faith and marry your purpose.
Ooh. Oh, that's tight.
What?
That's tight. That's a tight verse over that beat. I'm feeling that one.
Oh,
wow.
Write that down. Say that again.
Say that again. Yeah.
Say it
we
again.
You want that again, Derek?
I don't think y'all ready for me.
Yeah,
no,
say
we're
it
ready.
Again.
We ready.
Ready.
Say
we it
ready.
Again. I'm ready. I got
we
my
ready.
Pen ready now.
Exactly.
Derek from South Philly. Cheat on your fears.
Uh-huh.
Divorce your doubts. Get engaged to your faith and marry your purpose.
Mm. I'm feeling that.
Okay.
Take that, Pat.
Yeah. Okay.
You Philly guy. Derek in Philly shut you down.
No, no,
yes.
No.
Alan
no,
Yates, you're not helping.
No.
We're no longer
no,
friends, Alan Yates.
No, 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 not today. No,
this is,
no.
This goes off Derek.
No.
We only got 10
no,
seconds.
No. Frey, take us to Colbert. No.
No.
Some people.
No.
Some people
no,
aren't going
no,
to find
no,
love.
No, no, no.
This is ESPN Radio. More next.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.